Hello, and welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 79. Learning today is sponsored by Jack Forgash in memory of his father, Yitzchak ben Rav Eliyahu, Tehi Nishmas HaTzurah B'Tzurah Chaim. Okay, I'm winter break today, so reporting from home. Enjoy the background music. Okay, so this is actually an early request, going back to the beginning of the whole chat, from Michael Ashendorf, and that is, do we need separate dishes for meat and fish, right? Can I cook salmon in a meat dish? Can I serve salmon on a fleishig plate? We obviously have separate dishes for meat and fleishigs and milchigs. Do we need a third set for fish? It's a very good question. It took me a long time to get here. It was a long trip. Travel agent. But we're finally here. And that being said, I'm actually breaking up into two parts. We'll do one today and one tomorrow. And I just feel like just to set it up, there's more to discuss than just the dishes, and it makes more sense to start with this. So we'll get to the dishes tomorrow on the table at the same time. All those interesting questions. Today we'll just discuss what has to be done between eating meat and fish. Does anything have to be done? So I'll put it like this. Do you have to drink water in between after you have meat before you eat fish? Do you need to? Is it enough? Is it even allowed? So we'll get to all that right now. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tes Zayin, if Beis and Yaradea says, Tzarech lizar shel lechol basar v'dag b'yacham, ipnei shekasha l'tzaras. You got to be careful not to have meat and fish together because it's dangerous. It could lead to tzaras. So this is, the Gemara says that it's dangerous and we take dangerous seriously. Chamira sakanta me isura. We take even more seriously than isurim. For example, the Taz says that whereas something which is asur we know is batel b'shishim, got a lot of feedback on the whole coffee mate thing, but you can theoretically, if it's 60 times, you know, the ratio, the iser can be nullified. We don't say that by danger. Meaning, if there's poison in my drink, it doesn't matter if I can't taste it. I'm still going to, you know, feel the effects of that. So if something is dangerous, it just doesn't matter. So on the one hand, we take this very seriously. On the other hand, you know, maybe it doesn't apply anymore. So what's the deal? So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, the halacha is, and Se'ev Gimli says that Yirchot Yadav bein basar ledag v'yochel pas sharei bein tayim kidei l'yirchot pib. So, A, the Mechaber says, after eating meat, you have to wash your hands, and you have to eat pas sharei, a piece of bread which is like, you know, submerged, dunked into some liquid. So it's like, you know, I guess like a liquidy piece of bread. Now you eat that, you wash your hands, you're good to go. Now your hands are clean. Now your mouth is like sufficiently cleaned out from eating that type of bread. And you can now eat your fish. Nobody really has to wash their hands now. The Piskei Tshuva says this is when they used to eat their fish with their hands. All right, the Hasidim Friday night, you do it with your hands, different story. But if we're using a fork and knife, then you don't have to wash your hands. But as far as eating something, so far we have the Mechaber saying you got to eat a soaked piece of bread. Okay. There are many who argue. First of all, the Ramah quotes a Deya here who says that's only true. All this is only dangerous if they're cooked together. If you're merely eating one after the other, there was never any danger. The Magen Avraham, I think somewhat famously, says even more. He says, nowadays, there's zero danger, even if they are cooked together. Nishtanu hateva, things changed. It used to be dangerous, now it's not dangerous. Or we used to think it's dangerous, now we realize it's not dangerous. You know, poke chazi, look around. Nobody is really getting tzaras or other, you know, ailments from eating meat and fish together. It should be noted the Rambam, the rationalist, the doctor, among being the Rambam, does not make any mention of this isser, of this sakana of eating meat and fish together. So there are those who would say, just, you know, do whatever you want. There's no issue at all. Lemaisa, though, we are machmir. So the Ramah Paskins in Kuf Tezayin Sev Gimel, he says the minug is, even though we don't wash our hands, as I mentioned before, you don't have to wash your hands in between, mikom makom yesh lechol davar b'nehem vilishtos. You should eat something and drink between them. To have a kinuach v'hadacha, that's considered to be, you know, a washing and a cleansing, kinuach v'hadacha. To eat something and to drink something would be sufficient. You know, there's no time. You don't have to, it could be 30 seconds later that you're eating your meat, but you should eat and drink something. Okay, so back to the question, is it enough to just drink water? So again, according to those who think that like there's no issue nowadays, you don't even have to drink water. But the practice that we seem to follow, according to the Ramah, that we should have a hefsek, some sort of cleansing process in between. So A, water wouldn't be sufficient because we really should eat something as well. Cracker, bread, some zonos type of substance. B, it could be that water is not even advisable, bichlal. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Aruch HaShulchan here quoted Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's dangerous to drink water after eating fish. It's not really dangerous. But if we're taking these dangers that, earlier sources consider dangerous, if we're taking it seriously, once we assume that eating meat and fish is dangerous, so why would we ignore Tosos who says eating fish than water is dangerous? So that's why perhaps this is where the minhag of like drinking scotch in between. Someone said I'm having a lot of alcohol-based ones recently. I just random. Don't read into it. But it doesn't say that you have to drink scotch. It's just that maybe water should be avoided. Although I guess you could argue if you have the fish, then the bread, then the water. It's not like drinking water after fish. But that is where some would say to not use water in between your fish and meat, based on this Tosos, which is quoted here by Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Aruch HaShulchan, because that itself is dangerous. So, in summary, there are those who would say there's no issue at all. It seems to be the minhag, like the Ramah, is to require some sort of break, not any time break, like eating, meat to dairy, but to eat something and to drink something, and possibly that drinking something should not be water. Okay, tomorrow we'll get to the dishes and having them on the table at the same time.